For the first time, centuries-old fishing knowledge from the Upper Kobuk River is being formally recorded.
The knowledge that is in us, in our brains, has not ever been written. Not even the elders we learn it from, which is like 500 plus years old. I say it's the 1,000 or more years knowledge that we've never been able to write down to pass on to our children.
That's Virginia Comack, the tribe manager for the native village of Ambler. Comack says the transcriptions will contain holistic traditional fishing knowledge, including how to harvest and process fish, observe fish habitat and populations, and how to safeguard the Upper Kobuk.
Our people used to be the real stewards of the land and the waters. They used to teach us how to keep everything healthy, from the smallest fish to the largest fish, from the smallest animals to the largest animals. That kind of stuff has never been written.
The documents will also include decades of fish surveys and inventories collected by the community of Ambler, as well as the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Comack says all the information will be reviewed by community elders before being distributed to the youth on CDs. This initiative is being funded by more than $40,000 in grant money from the National Park Service's Historic Preservation Fund. Mike Litterst is a spokesperson for the Park Service.
The National Park Service distributes these grants to Indian tribes, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiian organizations to help them preserve significant tribal places, culture, and tradition.
For Ambler, Comack says the traditions recorded throughout the grant, rather using the grant, will be used to protect fishing hotspots as well as uphold the well-being of the river.
We need to know the health of the fish because it's one of the main diets of our people, besides the caribou, the moose, the bear, and other animals that we eat. It's food on our table. It's survival of our people physically.
Comack says fish, specifically sheafish and salmon, can compose up to 75% of the community's diet when land harvests are poor. And she says in Ambler, where a quart of milk costs $5, maintaining subsistence resources stretches beyond cultural preservation and into simple economic necessity.
A lot of us cannot afford even a whole month just eating off of the local stores. It's very expensive up here. And not only that, we're used to eating the fish, the meat, the caribou, the seasonal food that we get in our area. We're used to those, and our diet has to continue that way to be physically healthy.
Comack says the goal of the project is to preserve subsistence resources beyond 7 future generations.